the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 240. This ends here. Hi, I'm Clinton, and this is my show. It used to be 4 minutes long, but that was some time ago. I think that's all you need to know. Let's go!
This is Bioscope Crackerjack Thomas, Ace Investigator Field Reporter for the Middling Fair Courier... the Bando Biweekly Broadside. Fair! And I am live at the Bando Arena and Skinny Jeans Incineration Facility, covering the game of the century. No, strike that. It's more than that. Dare I say it, there hasn't been a game this important in 100 years. It's a Grand Slam, no-holds-barred, winner-take-all, steel cage deathmatch game of Fizbin. Without the steel cage or the death parts. The stakes? Nothing less than absolute control of the town of Middling Fair, which currently rests in the deep pockets and normal-sized hands of one Dick Bando. With me is Chad Double Down Dixon, 3-time International Fizbin World Championship audience member. Welcome, Chad.
Well, it's awesome to be here, Buzz.
Please call me Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas.
I don't think so, Buzz.
Very good. Let's get down to brass tacks. How did we get here tonight?
Well, now, I took Bando Boulevard, and then I left on Dick Bando Parkway, and then over
Great
to...
puppies of Scott Paley! I mean, how did we arrive at this point?
Hey, mellow out, Buzz, and I'll tell you the tale, all right? Several months ago, rubber band boss there, Dick Bando, recorded a song with a certain Danny Hillcrest.
Hi! Danny Hillcrest! Way over here!
Now, as most of you know, the song, So So So, became a total monster hit. And Dick Bando there used the money to become the man and buy the town of Middling Fair. And he's pretty much renamed everything in town after himself.
Dick Bando thinks you mean Bandopolis. Dick Bando feels there is not enough Dick Bando in the name Middling Fair.
Great crew cuts of Stephen Colbert. Where will this end?
Well, Buzz, that's what tonight's all about, right? See, Dick Bando there is a super Fizbin player.
And might I add, not above betting on a long shot, especially when he's heavily favored to win. And tonight he is gambling for complete ownership of Bandopolis.
And when Dick Bando wins, Dick Bando plans on kicking everyone out of town and turning Bandopolis into a retirement facility for Cirque du Soleil performers.
Insidious!
Dick Bando thanks you.
No, that's the name of the latest Cirque du Soleil show. Insidious.
I love it.
With so much on the line, let's not waste any more time.
Yeah, dude. Actually, Buzz, you know what? I'd like to waste a little more time.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Let's meet the players in tonight's game. First, 3-time Circle Pines, Minnesota Fizbin runner-up, Tammy, cool as a cucumber, Jupiter.
It's Juniper, you idiot! Cool as a cucumber, Juniper!
Now, to Tammy's right, sits Danny never stays to see the whole movie, Hillcrest.
Hi!
And it turns out Danny learned how to play Fizbin by taking lessons from Dick Bando.
Next up, the aforementioned Dick Bando himself!
Dick Bando does not have a nickname. Dick Bando does not believe in being self-serving.
I love self-serving, especially ice cream.
And rounding out our table, that's just because Championship Fizbin needs us to have 4 players when we start off, you see, is the bell captain from the Bando Boutique Hotel and Residence, Cap.
Speaking of rules, I'm sure there are those of you in the audience who would like a brief description on how the game of Fizbin is played. For that, we turn to friends of the show and hosts of the Disney Indiana podcast, located at DisneyIndiana.com, Scott and Tracy.
Thank you, Buzz. The rules of Fizbin are actually rather simple. Each player gets 6 cards.
Except for the player on the dealer's right, who gets 7.
And the second card is dealt face up.
Well, except on Tuesday, Scott.
Right you are, Tracy.
All that may seem a bit complicated, so let's take a sample hand. Let's say you were dealt 2 jacks. Lucky you, that represents a half Fizbin.
True enough, Tracy, but of course at that point you don't want a 3rd jack.
Goodness, no, that would be a shrunk. Immediate grounds for disqualification.
What you want is a king and a deuce.
Well, except at night.
Correct.
Then you'd need a queen and a four.
Do we even have to mention that? It is so obvious.
Well, these are Fizbin noobs, Scott.
Ah, the best kind, Tracy. All right, continuing with our sample hand. If you get dealt a king with a hand like that, you'd automatically get another card.
Except again at night, when you'd have to give it back, which is why that last card, the cronk, is so important.
So many Fizbin players forget that, Tracy.
It's a classic rookie mistake, Scott. What you're really hoping for at that point is a royal Fizbin.
And the odds of that are astronomical.
Precisely. You're 100 times more likely to get a double Tranya.
Did you just make that up?
Well, I think that should give you a good idea of the basics. Back to you, Buzz and Chad.
Well, thank you, Scott and Tracy. That was awesome.
We've just gotten the signal that the game is about to begin. So now let's go live to the floor.
Tired of that 2 o'clock feeling? But those 5-hour energy drinks last way too long? Then try new 3-hour and 17-minute Power Up Pop Pop. It'll jazz you up like a jackrabbit running across broken glass right up until quitting time. Then crash you harder than a share of Facebook common stock. Sorry, boss man. Can't work overtime tonight. I'm totally fried. Not recommended for those who are pregnant, plan on becoming pregnant, nor someone who is pregnant, has ever used a pregnant pause, or anyone who lives within 7 miles of a nuclear reactor.
Great buttocks of Bill O'Reilly! What was that?
Me, Denny Hillcrest. I have the Comedy Forecast remote. See? You can check out everything on the network just by pressing a button. You go right there. Right, Cap?
Far out.
Back to the game, Chad!
Sure thing, Buzz. Okay, before the show started, backstage there was a coin toss. And basically that proved that a coin had a 50% chance of landing heads up.
Science! And in accordance with Fizbin rules, the first dealer is the player most likely to use expired milk as a cheap substitute for Play-Doh.
That's me!
And no surprise there.
Danny is dealing the first hand right now. Remember, each player gets 6 cards, except the player to Danny's right, in this case Dick Bando, who will get 7. And here comes the second card for each player.
Well, let's scope it out and see if anyone has something to work with, okay? Whoa, that's different.
Great Mini Cooper of Anderson Cooper. They're playing with a deck of cards that has Disney pictures on them.
I got the deck from Scott and Tracy.
Well, that explains that cameo.
Dick Bando does not like these cards.
One of our referees is going over to speak to Mr. Bando about this.
He's leaning in to whisper something to Bando. Shh. Let's see if we can hear what the ref has to say.
Hey! These are fun cards! Deal with it!
Hi. This is Lenny. And basically, software. I don't get it. I mean, hardware is easy. Basically, it's hard. And it's even harder to wear. Yeah, keyboards make awful sweaters. But software, basically, it's just code. It isn't soft. So basically, I think they should stop calling it software and basically start calling it what it is. Nowhere.
Enough with the remote! Someone get that thing away from him before I lose my temper!
Calm down, mister. I'll take it. Darn thing is keeping me awake anyway.
Here you go, Cap.
Perhaps now we can get back to the game. What do you see in the cards, Chad?
You know, I totally see you meeting a tall, dark stranger, Buzz. Maybe somebody you met before.
Great faux fur of Fox and Friends! I mean, analyze the cards!
Oh, well, yeah, right on. Okay, well, let's see. Cap was dealt a 7 of Dwarves. Now, there's not much there. And Tammy has a Toy Story 2. Oh, no, wait a second, I see a Lotso in there, so that's got to be a Toy Story 3, right? Now, a 3 is kind of dangerous at this point, you know, because it's more than a deuce, but it's less than a stack of pancakes.
Did you take your medication today, Chad?
Yeah, don't I wish, Buzz. Hey, Dick Bando got dealt a Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Dick Bando says this is not Disney.
Well, son of a gun, I think that Scott and Tracy actually dropped a Disney Properties deck on Danny. Now, that means if it's connected to Disney in any way, you know, like Star Wars now and Marvel and all that stuff, then it's in. So let's see what Danny dealt himself. Oh, he got a Disneyland Paris. No, that's a real problem card.
I have to admit, I have absolutely no idea what's going on here. Whatever happened to a good old game of poker in the back room with some fine cigars and a glass of gin?
Wow, dude, I didn't know that cigars and gin could play poker. It's totally awesome there. But anyway, Buzz, Danny has finished dealing the cards.
The players look totally puzzled. Wait, no. Tammy is actually smiling.
Ha! In your face, boys. Read 'em and weep.
Tammy has laid her cards on the table. What are we looking at, Chad?
Well, I'm looking at the cards on the table there, Buzz. I don't know what you're looking at.
What do they mean?
Oh, well, let's see. Hey, cool. Tammy has been dealt a Simzil.
Simzil?
Yeah, totally. See, there's a 3 and a 7 and 2 face cards in the same suit, because there's a John Lasseter and a Bob Iger.
Then why is the referee asking her to leave?
Well, I don't know. Oh, wait, duh. John Lasseter never wears a suit. Clearly a photoshopped image. Tammy must have brought it in with her.
Cheating in Fizbin? Shocking!
Well, now the judges have to toss out that deck. Hey, man, recycle those!
And a new deck is on the table!
Yeah, it's one of those plain Jane standard decks, right? The kind you see everywhere. That's to put an end to that cheating.
Right! Who could possibly have access to a fake card from a deck like that?
You will be back to our feature, John Waters, Ricky Lake, Sally Field, Chris Pine, Chris Rock, Chris Evans, Christina Ricci, Christian Bale, Kirstie Alley, and Flegel, the magical mongoose in Taylor Swift Breaks Her G-String in just a moment. But first, these mess...
Great kettle corn of Connie Chung! Not again!
Oh, sorry. I forgot this was a remote. I thought it was a ham sandwich on rye.
Dick Bando will take that, please.
All right, here you go, but watch out for the seeds in there. They're tough as nails.
Yeah, so the next dealer is Cap, and he appears to be having some trouble shuffling the cards.
Well, I kind of make them... I can't get them, my hands... let's just do this old school.
Great Seaside Shack of Diane Sawyer. Cap just flung all the cards into the air.
Man, that is awesome.
And now the referees are asking him to leave. Let that be a lesson to you young Fizbin hopefuls out there. Bad sportsmanship is never in fashion.
No, man, that is a totally legal Fizbin move. Unfortunately, it's only legal in years that are evenly divisible by 25.
Wait, this isn't 1950? Whoa. I think I really need to toss out that carton of milk in the icebox.
I'll take it.
And that leaves us with just 2 players. This is what it's come down to. 2 masterminds. Danny Hillcrest.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest. Still here.
And Dick Bando.
Dick Bando will be triumphant.
I love triumphants. Especially their tusks and their sharp claws.
Well, Ref has a new set of cards on the table, and Bando is dishing them out. And whoa, second cards are up, and Bando has a jack, and Danny has a jack. They both have a shot at a royal Fizbin, or a totally radical reverse Kang.
Great circular solarium of Soledad O'Brien. What does that mean?
Well, that totally depends, dude. Is today Wednesday?
No, it isn't.
Well, cool then. We don't have to go running around the building naked 3 times.
What in the name of the AP style guide are you blabbering about?
No time for that, dude. All the cards are dealt.
Both Danny Hillcrest...
Hey!
...and Dick Bando seem perplexed. They've tossed their cards face up on the table.
Well, let's see. Danny has a jack, an 8, 3, king, 9, 5, and an ace. And Dick has a jack, a 5, 2, queen, 6, and 6.
Well, doesn't a pair of sixes mean anything?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it means 2 of the sixers are still in the deck. Far out.
We're right back where we started.
Unless...
Great opulence of Oprah! What is Hillcrest doing?
He is rearranging his cards. Look at that. He's got a king, jack, 9, 8, 5, 3, and a 1. Woo! Danny has almost every other card in a straight. All in different suits, dude. It is a super glommer. Danny wins!
I love it!
No! Dick Bando says a super glommer is immediate rounds for disqualification.
Really? That's weird. Because you got a super glommer last week when we played, and you said it was the best hand ever.
That is because it was 6:15 on a Thursday.
Yep, just like it is right now.
And I was wearing green socks.
Still got them on, I see.
Dick Bando says Dick Bando should pay more attention to Dick Bando's personal appearance. But Dick Bando does not care. Dick Bando does not like to lose.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it, Bando. Danny won, fair and square. Or at least as close as you can get when you're playing Fizbin.
Dick Bando disagrees.
Great Auntie Pasto of Andrea Mitchell. What is Bando doing with the Comedy Forecast remote?
Dick Bando wonders. What would happen if Dick Bando were to, say, press all the buttons on the remote at once?
Wait, no one told me there was going to be a test. What am I, at Hogwarts or something?
That would be an unspeakable disaster. This reporter, and everyone else, would be thrown into a vortex of random chaos.
And that's probably the worst kind of chaos.
Dude, you know, that would totally reboot Comedy Forecast.
There might be no turning back.
Why are you still talking? Just do it already!
Dick Bando agrees, but Dick Bando wonders, do you have any last words?
I do. Never try to roller skate in the Sahara. Oh, sure, there's lots of space, but why don't you try to go down that first hill?
Enough! Say goodbye, and remember, always bet on Bando.
Hey, I don't think anything happened. That was all just a big bunch of...
I'm more jacked up than the whole
fracking
cast.
Wow, you really are pointless, aren't you? This has gotten really
dark. I'm way over here across the zone.
So,
Brady becomes the quickster of format.
Love is a Stradivari.
Is what is Jefferson?
He's a dog.
Time is never a joke.
Captain
Coffee, coffee shop, coffee bar, and coffee.
I'll go grab Jack's out of the coat.
And we're about to turn to the dark side.
It's me, Jeffrey Jones. Sponsored by Little Work
My name is Dan Class.
Hey, everybody, it's CC Chapman from Accident
and Thoughts. Just thought of a problem.
Okay, here we are. This is the last stop on our list.
The Middling Fair 5K. And before you ask,
may I help you?
Collect that Parsec Award. You the mummified by chocolate. Six layer chocolate.
And air that wounded.
I'm Derek.
And I'm you. I'm Christina.
I want to steal you out of the house and run.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast, random bits of audio fun.
Special thanks to Scott and Tracy from the Disney Indiana podcast at disneyindiana.com. And thanks to all of the guest stars and listeners who contributed to the second season of Comedy Forecast and made it such a success. Be sure to join us next time for season 3. And an all-new Comedy Forecast format. Until then...
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.